We were forced to kneel in the dirt as Dooku was led into the pod. It rose into the air, Dooku standing motionless, hands clasped behind his back. I watched him ascend, fearing the worst as he stepped onto the Windrunner.
Ramil. Dooku?
Cendevax really made a mess of you, didn't she? Please tell me you haven't stamped that face on any coins.
Guards? Ah! That's enough. That's better. On your knees, where you belong.
Ah, spoken like a true monster.
I'm a survivor.
I'd like to see you survive out of that exosuit.
Don't you get it, brother? This is the way it was supposed to be.
With you in a walking med splint?
With me in charge. Not father, and defiantly not you.
I have no interest in ruling anyone.
Tell that to Jenza. The years I've had to listen to her bleating on about you, the brave Jedi. Why can't you be more like him, Ramil? Why can't he be the heir? Even after you desecrated Mother's casket. If only she could see you now. I would show her, if it wasn't already too late.
What do you mean?
Look at them all down there. Ha! Is that Hagi? Her father was the worst. So quick to call in mercenaries to protect him, just like the rest. But, do you know the trouble with mercenaries, Dooku?
They can be bought by whoever has the deepest pockets.
And father said I didn't know what I was doing when I let the pirates in.
It was you. You orchestrated the entire thing.
You were the one who told me to sort out Sereno. You said it was my responsibility.
I didn't mean like this.
But it's so much better this way. Sereno will be stronger than ever before. No more houses. No more infighting. No more republic. The people will welcome me with open arms. Especially when I reveal the sad news that their beloved Jenza has been killed. By a Jedi, no less. What? Activate the holoscreen.
Confirmed.
No! Your own lightsaber at her throat. It has a certain poetic charm, doesn't it? Ramil to surface, Commander. Are you ready to execute her?
At your command, Your Grace.
You can't! Haven't you worked it out yet? I can do anything I want. Hit him again.
Acknowledged.
No! She is our sister!
And you're about to kill her.
Don't do this!
What did you expect? To summon your fancy little sword all the way up here and strike me down. You still don't get it, do you? For all your airs and graces, for all your magic tricks, you're the one who is writhing around the floor at the end of a shock pike, not me. You're pathetic.
No.
Oh, what was that?
I said no. I am Jedi.
Increase the voltage.
I am Jedi. And I am not alone.
Below, on the ground, Dooku's blade buzzed in my ear, while Sifo Dyas writhed beside me, his mind aflame.
It is now coming into focus. The future.
And beneath our feet, Leen struggled to hold Dooku's beast in place.
No. You must remain calm.
For that was exactly what it had become. One mind.
No!
Two bodies.
Dooku, don't!
On the Windrunner, Ramil staggered over to the side of the ship, his exoframe hissing with the effort. His mouth dropped open as the creature's howl echoed from the depths of the planet.
What is that?
Our past and your future.
Ah!
creature burst from the shattered ground, scaled wings blocking out the sun. Sifo-Dyas laughed as he saw it, his sanity fracturing forever as the droids looked up in confusion. But I knew what it was. A legend made terrifying flesh. Our savior. I sprung up, barging into the droid that held Dooku's lightsaber, knocking it back. Attack them, now! The refugees snatched up the weapons we had stolen from the fleeing Abyssin, blasting the droids before they could regroup.
Attack the creature! Attack the...
Energy burst from Tirataka's maw, washing over the security droids. The monster swept down, snatching the melting robots from the ground, crushing their bodies between its hooked talons like Magella nuts. A figure clung to its serpentine tail, fingers curled around obsidian scales. She jumped when she saw Sifo-Dyas curled in a ball in the dirt. Master Costana, you were hurt.
It's not me I'm worried about. Sifo-Dyas! Sifo-Dyas, I need you! It's Dooku! He's taken over the beast! He's controlling it!
He is?
Dooku! Dooku! Dooku!
Sifo-Dyas, please! We need to break his hold before it's too late! He's not protected! The dark side will consume him.
I didn't understand her then, but I do now. After the battle was won, I accessed the Windrunner's security feeds and saw what had happened with my own eyes. Dooku twisting, grabbing the shock staff that had been thrust in his back. His scream echoing the beast he controlled. He unleashed the dark fire he had buried for so long, the same energy that streamed from the Tirataka's mouth. Lightning flowed up the weapon, frying Ramil's security droid to leap from metal body to body. The deck of the airship was ablaze with energy, surging through Ramil's exosuit, the droid's central processor erupting like a supernova. Ramil convulsed, gripping onto the rail to stop him from tumbling over the edge, as below, his droid army collapsed as one. His mechanical joints frozen, the Count of Sereno stared in disbelief as a curved hilt flew straight towards the Windrunner, turning end to end as it returned to his master.
I cannot move. Brother, please.
The lightning was gone. But Dooku's fury remained.
I have no brother. Have mercy for Sereno.
I couldn't hear Ramil's scream over the cry of the Tirataka. Lean was standing between us and the beast, staring into its coal black eyes, a shaking arm raised as if in greeting.
What are we going to do?
There is little we can do now.
We could run.
It would cut us down in an instant.
But you said my brother is controlling that thing.
He was.
Then it won't hurt us. He won't hurt us.
He may not have a choice.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's going to pounce.
Dooku, hear me. Hear me. For all our sakes.
Lean.
Dooku told me it was like coming out of a trance. He looked over the side of the Windrunner to see the creature stalk towards us, broken droids crunching beneath its feet.
No! Do not do this! Hear me!
But the monster wouldn't listen. Not anymore.
Our minds as one. Let me back in! No. It is too late. I never meant to hurt you. Not like the others. Never meant to bend you to my will. I'm sorry. So, so sorry.
And with that, Dooku threw himself from the ship.
Everyone, get ready to run!
I thought you said we wouldn't get away in time.
Do you want to die?
What about you?
I will hold it back as much as I can.
You'll be immolated.
Jedi have lived through worse.
Than being burned alive?
Someone take Sifo Dyas. Look after him.
This is madness.
Please.
We will.
Get ready. On my mark.
Something. I don't know what. A sixth sense. Maybe even that mystical force you all talk about. Made me look up. I tried to speak, to cry out, but the words died in my throat. A figure was plummeting from the Windrunner, somehow guided down in an arc. His lightsaber was held above his head, the hilt gripped by both hands, the glowing blade pointed down like a needle.
Dooku.
His teeth were bared, body taut, ready to strike. The creature's maw opened, dark fire swirling like a whirlpool in its throat.
Go! Now!
Hagi and the others ran as Kostana braced herself. But I couldn't move. I was rooted to the spot, my eyes locked on my brother. His lightsaber found its mark, plasma burying deep into the beast's skull. The Tirataka let out one last agonized howl before the fire died on its breath, and the once mighty head shook the ground as it fell. Dooku didn't move. No one did. My brother waited, crouched like a statue on the creature's crown, his saber lodged in its ancient brain, waiting until its breathing slowed and stopped, its eyes closing for the final time.
I'm sorry.
Dooku?
Dooku looked up, into the eyes of his friend. His face was a mask, although his eyes betrayed the remorse that raged inside. He jumped down from the dead monster's head, walking not to her, but to me.
Jenza, are you...
We're fine, thanks to you.
That, at least, elicited a flicker of emotion, but I couldn't tell what. Pride or shame. He turned, his hand on my shoulder, and faced the crowd.
Ramil is dead. The crisis is at an end.
At an end? You can't be serious. Look around you, Dooku. Look at Corania.
The Abyssin have retreated. Ramil's droids...
Ramil's droids are no longer operational.
We can start to rebuild.
If we can afford it.
We can.
Hagi?
She was kneeling where she'd run as Kostana had held off the dragon. A lump of black rock in one hand, and an industrial scanner in the other.
Do you know what this is?
She rose, walking towards us, holding out the rock for me to take.
No.
It's Sicanium.
Are you sure?
I don't understand much about what's happened today, but I know my geology.
As do I. A rare ore. Stronger than Xerxium when refined, and rarer than Frick. I've seen it before. A long time ago.
It's scattered all across the plain. That creature must have brought it up with it when it broke the surface.
But that's incredible. If there's a seam of Zirconium running beneath us, the Senate is bound to send a contingent from the Mining Guild. Dooku, Sereno will receive as much help as it needs.
No.
What?
No help is required.
I don't think that's your choice to make, Master Dooku.
Not Master. Count.
What are you saying?
Dooku reached into his robes, drawing out a holocom. I recognized it at once. It was the holocom I'd sent him as a child, still in pristine condition. He'd taken care of it all these years.
Dooku, answer me. What did you mean?